This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Britain's new finance minister, Jeremy Hunt, said on Saturday some taxes would go up and tough spending decisions were needed, signaling further reversals from Prime Minister Liz Truss as she battles to keep her job just over a month into her term. In an attempt to appease financial markets that have been in turmoil for 3 weeks, Truss fired Kwasi Kwarteng as her Chancellor of the Exchequer on Friday and scrapped parts of their controversial economic package. Pakistan's foreign minister said on Saturday he had summoned the U.S. ambassador after U.S. President Joe Biden questioned the safety of Pakistan's nuclear program. In a speech on Thursday, Biden said Pakistan is maybe one of the most dangerous nations in the world, as it has nuclear weapons without any cohesion. Russia should be finished calling up reservists in 2 weeks, President Vladimir Putin said, promising an end to a divisive mobilization that has seen hundreds of thousands of men summoned to fight in Ukraine and huge numbers flee the country. Putin also said Russia had no plans for now for more massive airstrikes like those it carried out this week, in which it fired more than 100 long-range missiles at targets across Ukraine. China reserves the right to use force over Taiwan as a last resort in compelling circumstances, though peaceful reunification is its first choice. That's what a Communist Party spokesman said Saturday. Sun Yeli told a news conference in Beijing that reunification of China and Taiwan meets the interests of all, including Taiwan compatriots. And in Haiti, competing criminal gangs have turned to sexual assault as a way to terrorize Haitians, according to a new UN report. This is VOA News. Two rival Tunisian opposition groups staged one of the biggest days of protests so far against President Kais Saied on Saturday, denouncing his moves to consolidate political power as public anger grows over fuel and food shortages. Thousands of supporters from the Islamist Ennahda Party and the Free Constitutional Party held parallel rallies in adjacent areas of the capital, Tunis, accusing the president of economic mismanagement and of an anti-democratic coup. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said that no one should dare think they can uproot the Islamic Republic, this in his toughest warning to protesters since Mahsa Amini's death in police custody ignited a nationwide unrest now going into its fifth week. Demonstrations by people from all walks of life have evolved into widespread calls for the downfall of the supreme leader and the Islamic Republic, this after the Iranian Kurdish woman's death following her arrest for inappropriate attire. Floods caused by torrential rain are hitting large swaths of Southeast Australia, inundating hundreds of homes and forcing authorities to urge thousands of people to evacuate. Areas of three southeastern states, Victoria, New South Wales, and the island state of Tasmania, are under emergency flood warnings after an intense weather system this week brought more than a month's worth of rain to the southeast. The death toll after an explosion in a coal mine in Turkey's northern Bartın province on Friday has reached 41, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Saturday. Earlier, the interior minister said 58 of the 110 people working in the mine when the blast occurred were rescued by teams or got out by themselves. The United States will send munitions and military vehicles to Ukraine as part of a new $725 million security assistance package aimed at bolstering the country's defense against the Russian invasion, the U.S. Defense Department said. And K-pop boy band BTS returned on Saturday for a concert in Busan in support of South Korea's bid to host the World Expo 2030 in the southern port city. The free concert drew an audience of about 52,000 people to a stadium, according to the Yonhap News Agency. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.